In 1921, the Holy Office decided to send their first representative to San Giovanni Rotondo to investigate the friar who is causing so much commotion, Padre Pio. Stay tuned to hear the Inquisitor's report.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome back to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. Today's story is sourced from the book Padre Pio, The Unknown Miracles of the Saint with the Stigmata, written by José María Zavala. In this book, Zavala presents Monsignor Raffaello Rossi's report on Padre Pio's mystical fragrance. But before we dive into Monsignor Raffaello's report, let's set the stage and understand the background behind this intriguing account. You see, as Padre Pio was gaining widespread attention, the Holy Office felt they needed to send someone to investigate him. So on April 26, 1921, the onus fell on Monsignor Raffaello, the Bishop of Volterra. Interestingly enough, Monsignor Raffaello initially declined the assignment, but something changed his mind, and he agreed to take on the investigation. He started by visiting the Vatican, where he examined Padre Pio's file, which was full of praise, but also filled with criticism. It was only after gaining more insight about Padre Pio that Monsignor Raffaello embarked on his journey to San Giovanni Rotondo to meet this controversial friar. It's worth mentioning here that Monsignor Raffaello didn't hold any personal devotion towards Padre Pio. This lack of emotional attachment allowed him to approach the investigation objectively, without any bias that could potentially cloud his judgment. It's probably why the Holy Office selected him for the task in the first place. So Monsignor Raffaello became the first person sent by the Vatican to investigate Padre Pio. And what follows is his report on the extraordinary phenomenon of the fragrance surrounding the saintly friar. Listen to this. "This extremely pleasant and vivid perfume, comparable to that of violets, is attested by all, and the most eminent fathers will allow me to testify as well. I felt it when I saw the stigmata. And I can assure the most eminent fathers again that I went to San Giovanni Rotondo with a determined spirit, as one who must carry out a completely objective investigation. I was absolutely indifferent, and I would say almost cold. However, out of conscience, I must say that in the face of certain facts, I could not maintain that personal prejudice against him. And one of these facts is precisely the perfume, which I repeat, I felt, just as everyone does. I have examined the friar's cell and could find nothing that could cause such a scent. There was only plain soap. He has attested in a sworn statement to never using and never having used perfumes. The fragrance is said to be felt in various locations, including his cell, outside of it, when he passes by, and even from a distance in his place in the choir. The bishop also conducted formal interviews with local parish priests and friars from the convent. This is what he shared about their experiences. The archpriest Principe felt the fragrance in the parish church when giving communion to one of the people closest to Padre Pio. And it also occurred with Father Lorenzo, the superior, while those who accompanied him did not feel it. And it should be noted that Father Lorenzo is very serious, prudent, and skeptical in principle about everything related to Padre Pio. Furthermore, the perfume seems to linger on items like handkerchiefs soaked in blood from Padre Pio's wounds, his gloves, and even his hair, which was cut over 2 years ago. Now that's amazing. In addition to his observations, Monsignor Raffaello provided a personal assessment of Padre Pio. He wrote, "Padre Pio is a good religious, exemplary, accomplished in the practice of the virtues. In conversation, Padre Pio is very pleasant. With his brothers, he is serene and even humorous. the religious community in which Padre Pio lives is a good community and one that can be trusted. End of report. Monsignor Raffaello saw Padre Pio's holiness well before many others who would follow him. He was the first to verify, on behalf of the Holy Office, the divine nature of the stigmata and the mysterious fragrance. He eventually became a cardinal and is now recognized by the Catholic Church as a servant of God. The fragrance of Padre Pio was in no way linked to cosmetics, although many tried, in vain, to compare it to manufactured perfumes. Those who noticed it during Padre Pio's life, or even after his death, ended up convinced that it was a sign of his spiritual presence. So I would like to ask you, our viewers, have you experienced Padre Pio's mystical fragrance? If you have, please share your testimony in the comments section below. Thank you for listening. Please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You will find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.